All right. On that note, so who are you? What's going on?
I'm Mark Rasmussen. I'm the lead developer / architect of Trustpilot.
Okay. And what is Trustpilot?
Trustpilot is a new website that aims to make online e-commerce more safe.
Okay.
Today, when you go to a website and you try to purchase something, you don't really know, is it trustworthy? Mm-hmm. The website can look very professional, but it could be a phishing website, it could not deliver the products, mm-hmm. It could be a lot of consumer complaints that you just don't know about. Mm. And you can go to Google or Live and search for this company, and you'll get like 2 million results. There's no way that you can look through all of this information and find out about this website.
Okay.
McAfee has launched a site called Site Advisor. It checks the site for the technical issues. Does it contain spyware? Does it contain viruses? But it doesn't say if the site is trustworthy.
I see.
We go out on a lot of sites and crawl for data regarding the site. Crawl government websites for consumer complaints, for like quality marks. Is this site safe? Crawl third-party websites that has ratings of the website, and we combine all of this data in our system, and then we summarize it to a scale from 0 to 100 of how trustworthy it is.
Nice.
And this gives the trust ranking of this website. And based on this trust rating, you ought to be able to get an overview of the site and if it's trustworthy.
Sure. And so what about, you know, human interaction instead of the automation that you mentioned?
Yeah.
If I go to a website, can I report it to you that it's untrustworthy? I mean, clearly.
Yeah, you can. A couple of things. If you go to a Danish shop called Getmore.
Yeah.
We can see that it looks professional and everything, but we have installed the Trustpilot toolbar. This gives us this little icon up here.
Okay.
And what this does is that it calls our system and asks for this shop Getmore, is this trustworthy?
Okay.
And it reports back to the toolbar that it is not trustworthy. If you click an icon, it opens up our website, and you can see the rating, 37, which is pretty bad. In Danish, that translates to a lot of negative speech. We can scroll down. We have a couple of online medias here that has brought some histories about this website. Mm. We scroll further down. We have user comments. Users that have been to our website and given their own story about this website.
Okay.
And there's a lot of them. All of them give some kind of star rating from 1 to 5 stars, one being the lowest.
Mm.
And based on all of these user reviews, we summarize it all together with the government reviews, with the third-party websites, with the media articles, and all of this results in the trust rate.
Excellent.
And you can report this website on our website to give your own story.
So how is this different than, say, the phishing filter in IE87?
This is different in the way that this is not a technical review.
Yeah.
It does not check if it's on the right IP address. It does not check if the website is in the right country compared to where it should be and so forth. It checks for other users' experiences. Currently today, there are a lot of phishing filters. We have the McAfee Sitewise, IE7 that has phishing filter. Firefox does the same. So there's not really a reason to go there.
Sure.
A phishing site wouldn't be reviewed on our website.
I see.
So it would get a rating of 0. So we don't know.
You don't go there because it's...
Exactly.
There's no way you would trust it.
Yeah. And we only show reviews that we get from users and third-party websites, and they would never have the site.
Cool.
So our service is really to be used after you have determined that this is the shop I want to buy from. Now I just need to know if I should buy it.
So I guess the confusion for me is using the word trust. It implies secure. It implies that they're not going to steal my money. That they're going to. So another, but on the other hand, it's also sort of a consumer review,
yeah,
or like a peer review, where I'm saying if I want to buy a pair of shoes, and I go to the site and it has a rating of 50, then I might say, well, maybe they're too expensive. So I guess what I'm saying is trust could also mean they overcharge you.
Exactly.
They don't ship on time. So it's more of a review-based model as opposed to if you go to the site, you're going to get hacked.
Yeah.
I got it. The trust is
right now, the user, when they make a review, they can only give a total of customer experience. But we're trying to implement so they can rate the various parts of the website, like delivery time, customer service, speed of delivery. And all of these features will also be summarized up into the overall trust rating. And a website that is a phishing website will never have a good trust rating, because that requires the users to visit the website and report it to our site as being good, and that ought never to happen.
Okay. So you've implemented this as a website, obviously, and also as a IE control, or an IE add-in.
Yeah.
So one of them you wrote in C++, the other one is
actually .NET.
The add-in?
Yeah.
Okay.
It took quite a bit of effort, because it really isn't made for .NET add-ins.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy to find some examples of creating a toolbar, but we don't really want to use these 30 pixels of the monitor, because I hate all of these toolbars.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do was to create these small buttons, and we succeeded in doing that using .NET. And that makes it extremely easy for us to call web services on our side and to just develop it in a common environment.
Yeah.
It makes it easy for us to reuse the components across the website and the toolbar.
Nice.
So creating the toolbar in .NET was
fun, huh?
Yeah.
What were some of the add-in model for IE is COM-based.
Yeah, it is.
So you had to, what did you do?
We used some COM interactions, some attributes, COM attributes, and we installed it as a normal browser helper object, so that whenever an IE window is loaded, our object starts up. And we then use some Win32 APIs to locate the window and locate the actual toolbar place. And again, using the Win32 API, we inject these buttons into the toolbar. So there's really no support for this. We're kind of using the API pretty extensively.
Yeah. So you're p-invoking the Win32.
Yeah.
You should make sure the IE team doesn't change things on you in the next version, man.
Yeah, well,
I think you're doing it. It sounds fine.
If you check the release time from IE6 to IE7, I wouldn't really see this as a problem.
Cool.
I mean, if we're going to update it every 5 years, well, that's fine by me.
Every 5 years? Be careful. I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
I hope not, but...
Yeah, I hear you.
But, I mean, if IE8 does not have native support for managed add-ins, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Did you hear that, IE team? Yeah, you know, we've talked about that. We'll figure it out when they can start talking about IE8. I know it's something they want to work on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because bad add-ins usually cause IE to crash, right?
Yeah.
Memory leaks with bad C++. Basically.
Yeah. I mean, we can still cause IE to crash, but it's so much easier to catch exceptions in managed code.
Sure.
Memory leaks, it's all taken care of.
Yes.
So it's really not easy.
Cool.
The only downside is that users have to download the .NET framework. But a lot of users already have it, and I mean, we can make a bootstrap installer that downloads the framework, and it's all really easy.
True. And but it sounds like with the APIs you need, you couldn't use Silverlight's CLR. It doesn't have enough of the base class library for you.
Yeah, that's probably right.
But it's very small.
Yeah, it is.
Then again, I don't know how they plan on packaging that beyond just being in a web
environment. I don't really know if you can use it outside.
I doubt you can. That's not their goal.
No.
Cool. Well, hey, this is really interesting. I might actually start using this.
Sure.
Now, this is just Denmark right now?
Currently, it's only Denmark.
What are your plans for the world?
well, we're developing these robots that will go out and crawl international websites for shopping reviews. Mm-hmm. And slowly we're going to implement them and get a lot of reviews on our site that will show direct ratings of international websites. The website currently is also only in Denmark, in Danish, but we're launching it in probably the UK within a month or so.
Excellent.
And after we've done the first country, it should be easy to scale it out.
Sure.
It's all prepared for globalization and so forth. So cool. It should be a simple task.
Excellent. Well, hey, thank you for your time and
sure.
Enjoy TechFest.
Thank you.